The Supplication on Sundays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. In the name of Allah, from whom I hope for nothing but bounty, and from whom I fear nothing but justice. I rely only upon His word, and I cling only to His cord. In Thee I seek sanctuary, O possessor of pardon and good pleasure. From wrong and enmity, and from the changes of time, and the recurrence of sorrows, and from the striking of mishaps, and from the expiration of my term before preparation and readiness. From Thee I seek guidance to that wherein is righteousness and being set right. From Thee I seek help in that which is linked to success and favorable response. Thee I beseech for the garment of well-being and its completion, and for the covering of health and its permanence. I seek refuge in Thee, my Lord, from the goadings of the Satans. And I seek protection in Thy sovereignty from the injustice of the sovereigns. So accept my past prayers and fasting, and make my tomorrow and what is after better than my present hour and my today. And exalt me in my clan and my people, and protect me in my waking and my sleeping. For Thou art Allah, the best guardian, and Thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, I am quit before Thee on this day of mine and on all Sundays that follow it, of associating others with Thee and of heresy. And I devote my supplication sincerely to Thee, addressing myself to Thy response. And I observe the acts of obedience to You for the hope of Your rewards. So, bless Muhammad, the best of Thy creation, the summoner to Thy truth. Exalt me with Thy exaltation, which is never made to suffer loss. And protect me with Thy eye, which never sleeps. And seal my affair by cutting me off from everything but Thee and my life with forgiveness. Surely, Thou art the All-Forgiving, the All-Compassionate.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salam Alaikum. Welcome. This is today's special, and we're going to speak about how to use leisure time. Salamu Alaikum. But But first, let's look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 18th of Sha'ban, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 20th of Isfand, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 11th of March, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we have a short part from the Holy Quran. For today, we'll listen to chapter Al-Asr, and then we'll learn about its points.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
Wal-Asr.
By the declining day.
Innal insana lafi khusr.
Lo, man is in a state of loss.
إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.
Save those who believe and do good works and exhort one another to truth and exhort one another to endurance.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
One of the old scholars said that he had learned the meaning of this verse from an ice seller who had been calling again and again, "Have pity on him whose capital is melting." He said to himself that it was the meaning of surely man is in loss. Time passes and one's lifetime ends, but he does not obtain any reward. Then he, in the case, is in loss.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? Doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light. You guides me through my darkest nights. Shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone. Anything in life, but you know I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
So our topic is about how to use leisure time. Time is one of the most valuable thing in Islam. According to our religion, Islam, time can be either blessing or lust for human being. Thus, Muslims should use the most of his time despite many still unaware about it. Prophet of Islam Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him, and his family said, "There are two blessings which many people do not make the most of and thus lose out, good health and free time." But there are times when you feel like you have so much time in our hand, you don't know what to do. While time itself is already a privilege, free time must be a double blessing for those who have it. Only a true Muslim knows the ways on how to spend spare time in Islam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about the Islamic principles for leisure time. Surveying through Islamic teachings, we find out that Islam pays special attention to leisure time and defines carefully principles and approaches for how to spend it optimally. Some of the most important principles derived from the Islamic teachings in this regard are The first one is planning, and second one is divine orientation, and third one is including work in leisure time. The fourth point that we shall cover is avoiding limiting one's leisure time to entertainment. Some people don't plan for their leisure time, whereas religious teachings require us to seize the time. Taking the most out of leisure time requires careful planning. Prophet Muhammad advises Abu Dhar al-Ghifari to take advantage of five important things before they get lost. Take advantage of five things before five others come about. Your youth before you get old. Your health before you get ill. And your well-being before you get poor. And your leisure time before you get totally busy. And your lifetime before your death, said the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Abu Dhar al-Ghifari. The second principle of leisure time from an Islamic perspective is divine orientation. One of the most significant points to consider with regard to leisure time is that people are not allowed to do whatever they please in their free times. On the other hand, their leisure time need to be divinely oriented so that they are in line with the path of serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and try to seek His satisfaction. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, in one of his prayers, says, "If you have ordained that we enjoy peace after we have done a job, make it a safe and sound one, so that we may not commit any sin and not get harmed by it."
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
In this part of today's special, we'll look at on benefits of leisure times. One of the benefits is improving our mental health. In today's hectic world, people often feel guilty for taking some time to relax and have fun. Many people feel like they should be doing something productive, even during downtime, or that enjoying themselves is a waste of time. According to recent research, the belief that leisure time is worthless is linked to poorer mental health outcomes, including decreased happiness and depression, anxiety and stress. In today's culture, people don't just hustle. They have multiple side hustles and are often afraid to slow down for fear of missing the next opportunity that comes along. When you don't have time to relax and de-stress, your mind can become overloaded, leading to anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Part of today's special, we have ways successful people spend their free time. Let's learn. They exercise. Yes, physical exercise is important for both physical and mental health. Taking a half hour after work or on a weekend can get your blood pumping, get your endorphins flowing, and revitalize your spirit. You'll build muscles, burn calories, and oxygen to your brain, giving you a release after a day of stress. Exercising regularly also helps you remain disciplined. which can be valuable in a demanding work environment and can reduce the long-term effect of stress as well, meaning regular exercisers tend to be less stressed about their job. You'll also look better and feel better, of course, which gives you greater confidence.
In chapter number 103, Surah Al-Asr, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Wal-Asr, Innal Insana Lafi Khusr. So there's the mention of time, Asr, and of course, God swears by time. The waw in the beginning of the first verse is waw al-Qasam, which is when God wants to swear by something, He uses waw al-Qasam. Wal-Asr, he swears by time. And if you notice that word, Asr, in the Arabic language, it is used to describe the later portion of the day, the afternoon, when the day begins to wind down. So the Asr prayer, for instance, is the prayer, the final prayer of the day that is done before the Maghrib time, before the sun sets. It's during the afternoon portion of the day, the final portion of the day. And within that name, we understand what it means. So if you take the word Asr, Ayn, Sad, Ra, the verb Asara in Arabic means to squeeze. So if you have a product that you're, you know, it's like squeezing the toothpaste out of the tube. It's whatever is left, the final part, it has to be squeezed out. And so in that meaning, there's a meaning of scarcity, meaning that there's not a whole lot which is left. So if you were to apply that to the general meaning of the word Asr, which is time, because when God is swearing by wal-asr in this verse, it's not just by the afternoon, but by time in general. Wal-asr, innal insana lafi khusr. Built into that meaning is the idea that this time that you, humanity, have on earth in itself is already scarce. It's not in abundance. It's not something that lasts forever. There's a certain portion of time that you live on this earth, that humanity lives on this earth, and that this earth exists. We know that this universe cannot be infinite, and this world that we live in, and this earth that we live on, cannot be infinite. It doesn't continue in an infinite matter.
I was so far from you, yet to me you were so close. I wandered lost in the dark. I closed my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. I walked every day further.
Dear friends, dear believers, we hope you've made the most use of today's program. Please send your comments and suggestions. Please do keep us in your prayer. Fi amanillah.
Food for thought.
Salam. Let us ponder on an interesting maxim from the Prophet's 16th fallible successor, Imam Jafar Sadiq, peace upon him, on the flowering of knowledge when Imam Mahdi, peace upon him, finally appears. Knowledge is divided into 27 parts. No more than 2 parts has been acquired by human beings so far. When Ar-Ga'im arises, he will expose the rest of the 25 parts and distribute it among the people.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Prophet, which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about good naturedness, good manners, and the blessings that good manners and good naturedness has in the hereafter and in the akhirat. Imam Ali alayhi salam has been reported to have said, "The distinguishing feature of a believer is his good nature." Good nature is one of the distinctions of the believer, and it's very important. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also been reported to have said, "Verily, a servant will definitely reach high ranks and honorable stations in the hereafter through his good nature, even if he is weak in his worship." For example, let's say the person isn't have a lot of time to perform recommended acts of worship, mustahabbat, and he suffices himself with his religious obligations and his wajibat. He stays away from the religious prohibitions and the muharramat. He doesn't really have time to perform recommended acts. He doesn't have time to pray in the congregational prayers and these kind of things. If his morals and his manners are good, he can still attain those high manazil and stations in the akhirat. In a similar way, the Prophet ﷺ said, "Verily, the one with a good nature has the same reward as the one who fasts and prays during the night." Exactly the same thing. So the Prophet kind of elaborated on what he said in the previous hadith in a little bit more, in a more elaborate and detailed manner. Similarly, the Prophet has been reported to have said, "The most beloved and nearest to me on the day of resurrection will be the one who is most good-natured and the one who is most humble." And this makes sense because the Prophet himself was very good-natured and very humble. This is famous. His character and his manners were exemplary, and he was known for these qualities even before he had attained the station of nubuwwat and prophethood. It's famous that he was known as as-sadiq and al-amin. He was known as the truthful person and as a trustworthy and loyal person, which are two of the dimensions of good-naturedness and husnul khulq. And finally, the Prophet has also been reported to have said, "The believers with the most perfect of faith are those who are the most good-natured." Right? Of course, we shouldn't take this to mean that, it's enough if we want to get to heaven and go to paradise, go to Jannah. It's enough for us to be good-natured and good-mannered, and praying and all these kind of things are not necessary. Those have their own importance in their own place. But this doesn't mean that good-naturedness has no value. Both of them are equally value, and both of them have their own function as far as the acquisition of worldly and otherworldly felicity and sa'adat are concerned. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the blessings of good-naturedness in the hereafter in the words of the Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجهم.
Okay, so respected brothers and sisters, welcome to the Let's Read and Recite the Quran Kareem with the students of Sevier International School. And these sessions, as you know, okay, yeah, these sessions, as you know, these sessions are held by IRIB English Radio and also in cooperation with Sevier International School Networks, and especially the students of Sevier International School. So let's recite a salawat and start our class. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرج. So let's practice Surah Abbas. It's okay. عبس وتولى. Okay. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
Okay, participate everyone. عبس وتولى
عبس وتولى
أن جاءه الأعمى
أن جاءه الأعمى
Page 585 So, أن جاءه الأعمى
أن جاءه الأعمى
Okay, so we have
أن
همزة أن Is it همزة الوصل or قطع؟
قطع
أن It has حركة, right? وما يدريك لعله يزكى
وما يدريك لعله
Okay.
لعله
لعله يزكى
لعله يزكى So next one أو يذكر
أو يذكر
فتنفعه الذكرى
فتنفعه الذكرى
So we have أو Is it همزة الوصل القطع
There
أو قطر
قاتل قاتل همزة القاتل اوكي يذكر فتنفعه الذكرى الف لام
انا وصل
واصل اوكي ناو تيل مي الذكرى از ات ظل از ات شمسي اور قمري
الذكرى الشمس
مون ليتر اور سان ليتر
سان
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 سان سان سان سان سان سان
سان
سان سان سان فتنفعه الذكرى
فَتَنْفَعُهُ
الذِّكْرَى Okay, now, come to this. Come to the next ayah. This is very important.
أَمَّا
مَنِ اسْتَغْنَى
أَمَّا مَنِ اسْتَغْنَى
The first one is همزة القط and the second one is همزة الوصل
So, great, great. Now, this is an important thing.
Yes.
Remember that if we have همزة القطع, the harakat is clear. Either it is fatha, kasra, or dhamma.
Yes.
Or sometimes it is sukun.
Yes.
Yes. But when it is hamzatul wasl, this is important to guess what harakat should we add or put on the top of it, bottom of it, okay? Or bottom of it. Either fatha, kasra, dhamma. This is important. So now, for example, wait. Amma man. So if I start the word alif hamzatul wasl there, then sin, ta, ghain, noon, alif, maqsura, okay? How should I read this one?
I don't understand you.
Wait, what?
I mean, how should I read this word? After man. There's one
sukun.
Word.
Sukun. It's saken.
Should I read astaghna, istaghna, ustaghna?
Sorry, it's saken.
Istaghna.
If I want to read this word.
Can I say saken and alif? Can
I say saken, yes.
It's istaghna because here you said that with alif lam we should do al.
But we don't have alif lam.
Yeah, then we should do istaghna. Istaghna.
Why kasra?
Allah knows.
Allah knows why kasra, yes?
Istaghna. because there's no doubt.
So have this one, okay?
Ask Allah.
Okay, wait. Have this one. Let's go to the next ayahs. I will come and tell you, okay, why. So, next ayah.
Because alif lam is here.
We don't have alif lam, mister.
What?
We don't have alif lam here.
No, because if we have alif lam, we should
if
do
If we
al.
Have, we don't have.
Sir!
Then it's ill. No, istaghna.
But we don't
it's
have alif lam.
Sorry,
No. It does not mean when you have alif lam, you have fatha. When you don't have alif lam, you have to.
So can I say why? Because before it, we have noon and noon have.
Because sin is.
No, noon does not.
Because sin is gama, moon letter.
No.
Fatha.
Because Allah knows.
No.
yeah, Allah knows. Only yeah. Allah knows.
Okay, remember. Okay, this word is a verb. Verb.
Ah, verb.
I told you about nouns and
verbs.
No. About nouns and articles. Yeah. In articles, alif lam, we put fatha. In nouns, we put kasra. But this one is verb. We put a kasra. But why a kasra? We choose, okay? This is verb. In verbs, we have three, remember. We have three options.
Yes.
Three things to remember. Mahdi, remember this? This is important, okay?
Yeah, you remember.
So... The harakat of, we are talking about the harakat of hamzatul wasl and verbs. Yes. This is verb, okay? This is verb.
How can I understand that it's a verb?
Oh, this is a little difficult, okay? Because you need to understand, you need to learn some, for example, morphology and syntax, sarf, nahw, okay? So,
sorry,
no problem. No problem. If, remember, okay? Remember, if it is not with Alif Lam, okay? With Alif Lam. One of these options you do, okay? One of these options. One of these three options. Either you put a kasra, dhamma, or fatha. But when kasra, when fatha, when dhamma, remember, if we have alif, wasl, hamzatul wasl, then we have one letter, which is sakin. Okay, after hamzatul wasl, the other letter is sakin. For example, istaghna, next one, ibn, ikhtilaf, ithnain. Look, the second letters are sakin, yes? Mahdi, yes? Feeling sleepy today.
Sir, I woke up at 8 o'clock.
Oh,
no problem. I-9.
Okay, so remember, hamzatul wasl plus a sakin letter, plus the third letter is important. The third letter tells you, should you put a fatha or kasra or dhamma, or use a fatha or kasra or dhamma with alif or hamzatul wasl.
But this
which
one
letter?
Has,
the third letter.
Yeah, the third letter
here. Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
Now, go to this word. أما من استغنى حمزة الوصل سين. The third letter is
تا.
What is the حركة of تا؟
فتا.
So we have to use
فتا.
So we should say استغنى.
Yeah.
استغنى, right?
I was correct.
Yes.
But that's wrong. But that's wrong.
استغنى.
But that's wrong.
استغنى.
Oh, remember.
So it's verb.
Okay, first recite a salawat, then I will tell you.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلي محمد وعجل فرجهم.
وعلي محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Once more time, correctly. Recite correct salawat.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلي محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Okay. So, remember if Muhammadiyah, Mahdi, Hadi, Minhal Hussein, everyone who is listening to us. Remember that if the third letter, we have Hamzatul Wasl, a sakin letter after it, then the third letter. If the third letter has a dhamma, you use a dhamma with Hamzatul Wasl. You say, oh. For example, uqtul. Udkhulu.
Uqtul.
Okay? Udkhulu. Unsur.
Unsur.
So remember, al-dhamma. If the third letter has a dhamma, you use al-dhamma with Hamzatul Wasl. But if the third letter has a fatha or kasra, these two are together. Fatha or kasra, you use a kasra with the Hamzatul Wasl. So kasra and fatha are together. With fatha and kasra, we
Miss,
use fatha and kasra, but with dhamma, we use dhamma.
So I have a question.
So, now, come to this word. Come to this word. Alif, hamzatul wasl. Then sin, sakin. The third letter has a? Fatha. Fatha. So if it has a fatha, what do you use with kasra? Istaghna.
Sir, I have a question. In reading,
he was correct, but he didn't know the meaning.
Yeah. Now, in Surah Al-Hamd, you say, مالك يوم الدين
إياك
نعبد وإياك نستعين. Next one.
إهدنا الصراط.
مالك. What do you know what مالك means?
Look. Listen. إهد. So حمزة. Next one.
ساكن.
The third letter is دال. Does it have فتحة or كسرة?
إهد.
إهد.
It has د.
كسرة. So if you say it is كسرة, if you see it's كسرة, so you have to use kasra with hamza.
Sir,
do not say ahdinas. Do not say uhdinas. Say ihdinas. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'inu. Nuhdina as-sirata al-mustaqim. But when you read it, when you start from the word, you have to put a kasra. Why a kasra? Because the third letter has
something.
Kasra. Why istaghna? Why do you say istaghna with kasra? Because the third letter has fatha.
Yes.
So if fatha or kasra comes there with the third letter, you have to use kasra.
And dhamma is comes, special.
Oh, dhamma, Mr. Dhamma is special. Okay? So let's read some words, okay? Let's read some words with fatha,
sir,
kasra.
Somebody's sleeping here.
Somebody's sleeping here?
Yeah.
him. Why is someone sleeping here?
Go.
Sir, I have a question. It is hard. Maman, we should see the third letter and then we should read this.
No, if you connect. Listen, if you connect, okay? Uh-huh, he has a question here. So remember, if you connect the letters or the two words, okay? Man, istaghna. If you connect together, you skip that hamza. Alif, hamza tul wasl, you skip. Quickly, you join the previous letter, okay? The previous letter and the previous word with that scene.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Man istaghna. It's easy.
Mm?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Man istaghna.
Man istaghna. You do not say man istaghna. No.
Man istaghna. We can.
Hamzatul wasl. You forgot. Hamzatul wasl tells you that you can connect it. You can skip it.
Yeah. Leave me.
Wasl means.
You just go. Leave me. Throw me here.
Let's read the next words.
Leave her.
Okay.
Leave me here.
Let's go and read the next ayahs. فأنت له تصدى
فأنت له تصدى
okay. فأنت حمزة القتل yes حمزة القتل okay. next ayah
وما عليك ألا يزكى وما عليك ألا يزكى
why do you say يزكى يزكى Allah, okay. There is Hamzatul Qatil. Don't say Hamzatul Qatil. You will remember. I mean, you will. Your memory will save Qatil, okay?
Yes.
Not Qatil. So, thank you so much.
Yes.
God bless you, inshallah. We'll continue the other differences of some Hamzatul Qatil, okay? Even I have.
Sir,
my memory has saved Hamzatul Qatil, okay?
Minal
Hussain, what did you do with us? So thank you so much. We'll be back inshallah after reciting a salawat. But before,
Allahumma salli ala
Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad.
We thanks IRB and CBR.
Listen up. First, we have to give thanks to Allah Almighty first and foremost. Alhamdulillah. Then, thanks to IRIB English Radio. Allahumma salli ala
Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful Hello everyone, brothers and sisters I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program The Ocean of Dua During this month of Sha'ban The month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniyya, or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniyya. Thank you in advance for staying with us We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Ilahi, lam yakun li hawlun fa antaqil bihi an ma'asiyatik illa fi waqtin ayqadhtani li mahabbatik. وكما أردت أن أكون كنت فشكرتك بإدخالي في كرمك ولتطهير قلبي من أوساخ الغفلة عنك.
Dear brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this excerpt of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniyya. إلهي لم يكن لي حول فأنتقل به عن معصيتك إلا في وقت أيقظتني لمحبتك. My Lord, I had no strength to desist from your disobedience, except when you awakened me from your love. This love of the Almighty Allah is something that needs to be discussed further on. As you have been previously with us, we have had many episodes of the programs regarding this love throughout different occasions. But now, in this part of the whispered prayer, when Imam Alayhi Salam says that you have awakened me because of your love, as we explained in the previous episode, this kind of love is a kind of relative term that needs to be discussed further on. We have different levels of love. We have those kinds of loves that are so superficial and weak that they are even unnoticed by the lover himself. And we have those other kinds of loves that the person who owns them is not even satisfied with the remembrance of the Almighty Allah. And among the more beautiful and more profound kind of love is what we find in the words of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam in the supplication of Kumail. He says, "Then suppose, O Allah, O my master, O my protector and my lord, that I am unable to endure your chastisement. How can I endure separation from you? And suppose that I am able to tolerate the heat of your fire. Then how can I endure not gazing upon your generosity? أَمْ كَيْفَ أَسْكُنُ فِي النَّارِ وَرَجَاءِ عَفْوُكَ. How can I dwell in the fire while my hope is your pardon?"
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat al-Sha'baniyya. The late Imam Khomeini in many places on several occasions emphasized on this Munajat, and in one of his sayings he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyya, and he said philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat Sha'baniye is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
So this expression of love by Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam in the supplication of Kumail is among the most brilliant gestures of love, and it is actually the most sincere of it. Assume that a servant could endure the punishment of the fire of his master. How can he bear his separation and anger? A lover may tolerate the punishment of his master, but he cannot endure his anger and outrage, as he might bear the fire of hell, which is the most severe of the punishments. But he cannot bear separation from him. How can a servant be at rest amidst the fire of hell while he hopes that his master, his Allah, would turn to him favorably and rescue him from it? And this is of the magnificence of love we can discuss. So this is the kind of picture presented in this lofty supplication about love and hope. When it is said, إِلَهِ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِي حَوْلٌ فَأَنْتَقِلَ بِهِ مَعَنْ مَعْصِيَتِكَ. O God, I had no strength to desist from your disobedience, إِلَّا فِي وَقْتٍ أَيْقَذْتَنِي لِمَحَبَّتِكَ. When you awaken me because of your love, we understand, it is inferred, that any kind of action in my life is because of the love you have set in my heart. Any kind of obedience, any kind of remembrance, any kind of action is based upon your love. And you are the one who has set your love in my heart. So, a love above which there is no love is the one in which love and hope do not part the hearts of the servant, even when he is admitted to the punishment of his master. This is the kind of love that Imam Ali alayhi salam says, O Allah, if you even chastise me, if you punish me, I am unable to endure separation from you. This is that kind of love. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقلك أحبك يا شعبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقلك أحبك يا شعبان والعالم يقلك يا أحبك يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان
يا Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a heralder of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have a very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the imamate of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And further, the imamate of Imam Ali alayhi salam was approved by he himself in his own words or not. Some of our Thani brethren may criticize the Shiites that, all right, Qadir Khum event took place and Ali alayhi salam was chosen as the true successor of Prophet Muhammad. But why? Nowhere we have a hadith or a statement or in the famous book Nahjul Balagha, a famous sentence about Ali alayhi salam claiming that I am the caliph or I am the imam after Prophet Muhammad. First of all, do we have such a sentence by Imam Ali Nahjul Balagha or other resources or not? And if not, what was the main reason?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. To have a short answer to this question, Imam Ali alayhi salam, based on both Shia and Sunni sources, in many cases he has referred to the fact that I am the true successor of the Prophet. And inshallah I will mention a part of these narrations. But before that, answering this question, because you refer to the book Nahjul Balagha.
Yes.
Specifically. Now the point is that those people who, of course I will bring some narrations from Nahjul Balagha too, but before that we need to explain what Nahjul Balagha is all about. So these people are asking us to bring some evidences from Nahjul Balagha to prove the caliphate of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and we will answer them. I'll bring some sentences from the book. But the point is that Nahjul Balagha is not the collection of all the narrations and sayings of Imam Ali alayhi salam. It is as if we ask our Sunni brothers that prove all your beliefs only based on, for example, Sunan by Tirmidhi. It's not possible. Although it is more comprehensive than Nahjul Balagha in terms of the number of the narrations. We know that Sayyid al-Radi, one of the greatest Shia scholars, answering the request of some of his friends, he just tried to gather the most eloquent narrations of Imam Ali alayhi salam, not all the narrations. And that is why we see that in some cases he has not quoted a whole sermon of Imam Ali alayhi salam, or the complete letter of him. He has just selected some sentences of a sermon or a letter which in his eyes were more eloquent. And that is why we see that many books are written to complete the job of Sayyid al-Radi alayhi salam.
Yes.
Under different names like Mustadrak, or for example, we have At-Tadhyil ala Nahjul Balagha by
Mustadrak by Allama Baqir Mahmoudi.
Exactly.
It is a very complete and comprehensive book. That's right.
Also, Mulhaq Nahjul Balagha by Ahmed bin Yahya, Mustadrak Nahjul Balagha by Sheikh Hadi Kashif al-Ghita, Tamam Nahjul Balagha by Sayyid Sadiq Musavi, and so on and so forth.
Okay.
So this is the first one. We shouldn't think that Nahjul Balagha is containing all the sayings of Imam Ali alayhi salam. No, it is only a selection of the most eloquent sayings of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now, did Imam Ali alayhi salam resort or refer to his caliphate after the Holy Prophet? The answer is, of course, Yes, in many narrations, we see that Imam alayhi salam has referred to different events addressing the